Good evening. And welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Nice of you to pop in and see us.
Should we know you? Have you been before?
No, I don't think so.
I see.
No, I haven't.
No. Well, you're very welcome.
I'm having a quiet look at you all.
I see.
Not a bad bunch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you tell us your name, please?
William.
Hello, William.
Hi, William.
Nice name.
I just get myself comfortable.
Yes.
I don't like using bodies.
No, I can imagine.
It's taken me a long time to get used to it.
So you.
But I need to have one to be able to talk to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we hear you loud and clearly, William.
I've been told to keep it subdued.
Oh, no.
I've got rather a loud voice normally.
That's a lovely voice.
It's nice and clear.
So this is the first little group of people that you've visited?
Yeah. Certainly not.
No. William, in one of your lives, did you have an extremely long white beard?
I've still got one.
Oh, that's why I can
yes.
see long hair and a long white beard.
I always used to stroke it.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Like this, yes.
So you made a good Father Christmas.
Or a magician.
A magician?
No, no, William wasn't a magician.
Is she being funny? Yes.
I think so.
Yes. I don't mind what you call me.
You've been gone a long time.
I have. I feel like I'm, how would you say, part of the furniture?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've no need to come back?
No. I just like to now and again and try to keep myself subdued. It's a lesson I never learned.
I see.
I used to sort of go roar, big and deep voice.
So you were larger than life, as I say.
But I can't do that to this instrument's voice. She would have a sore
throat.
But I would love to roar if I could.
Yeah.
So I know I'm being rather cheeky here, William, but I'm picking up that you held a position of authority, but I don't know
yes.
much respect.
But I was a money collector.
Ah, I see. Right. Well, yes, you would have people running for the hills, William.
Right? Yes.
Yes. Yes. You'd have made them stand still when you shouted.
One roar was enough. Yes.
Yeah.
You're very perceptive, my dear.
I try to be. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the gift that Spirit have given me.
Yes. You should all use your gifts.
So can you remember what year you may have been? Your last year here?
Why is everybody so interested in time?
Yeah, that's true.
It rules our lives.
It does, but there's no need to let it as you continue on.
No, not at all.
But because you're such a lovely lady, I'll tell you.
Thank you.
I think, and it is only think, I think it was 1543.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the time, around that time.
To us, that's quite a long time ago.
No, no, no.
It's a blink of an
eye. Not to you.
Mm. it's not a long time for us, it's a long time for you, isn't it?
Yes.
Several lifetimes.
No.
So I needed to find a nice, quiet lady like this one.
Oh, I see.
But it's too late now.
Oh, yeah, if you roared, I'd probably be out the door.
I wouldn't roar at you, my dear.
No, in my mind, I was sort of picturing, was it a tithe barn? Did you ever sit in a tithe barn, as we call them now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, all of that. I just went from... I wasn't in one place. No. I travelled round the country.
I see, yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Magnificent beard, though, William, I have to say. Magnificent white beard.
You mustn't make me feel pride.
Okay.
But I do. It was rather magnificent, even if I say so myself. And I like to be reminded of it.
Yes. You like to be noticed.
I almost said, how is your beard? But of course you are a lady.
And that
would be very rude, wouldn't it?
I do get the odd whisker come through, you know, that I have to pluck out. Yeah.
So Father Christmases wouldn't have been in it.
No, you wouldn't know what you mean.
Only near where I lived before I came to where I live now, there was a beautiful barn, and it was always called a tithe barn.
Yes.
Absolute beauty, and they've always kept it up.
That's good. You should keep some of your past histories. Yes. I think, anyway.
Well, it is a lovely barn.
I don't subscribe to forgetting everything too soon.
No.
But some people do. And that is their business.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
But you've seen some change from spirit in the last 500 odd years. You've definitely seen some changes, haven't you?
Of course. Time does not stand still.
No.
What you call today progress continues. I don't always agree, but... nevertheless, it happens.
Mm, of course, we can't stop that, can we?
No, time is always on the move.
Yeah.
Nothing's constant.
It's got to be, hasn't it?
Yes. But it's been very nice talking to you.
Yeah. Well, please come again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Made us smile.
If ever you hear a roar with no voice, it's me.
Yeah.
Just think it's William. Mm.
The lady who sits with us sometimes, Sarah, or lots of times, she's off to Australia soon, that Sarah has had lots of people who use her in the past that have had really deep, big voices, because Sarah's got quite a deep, big voice, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Yes.
And Sarah would be the ideal person for you to use. You could have used her, Sarah and Bella.
Would she like my beard?
Oh, yes. Yes, she would.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Perhaps I could use her sometime.
Yes. She's off to Australia, the other side of the world.
It is but a blink.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is for you. You could be in Australia just by blinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't waste your money. Save it for
when you get
come.
There. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I always thought.
Yeah.
Do you like to travel, William, to other parts of this planet?
I've travelled to many places, not always places that I would have liked, but places where I have been able to help.
Mm-hmm. How do you help?
By being there.
Mm-hmm.
By seeing to those people most in need, to try to influence them for better.
Ah. So you can impress with your energy,
yes.
Purely by your thought and your energy from spirit.
Even some people have seen the vision of me.
Oh.
Without knowing that they are able to. You understand what
understand.
I'm telling you?
Yeah, I do.
Yes. Yeah. I try to help wherever I can.
What interests you? Do you have a particular interest, William, that you like to help? You know, some people like to help with children, animals, or the sort of downtrodden people in society.
I like poorer people who have...
very little.
Very little, but love their animals.
Ah, yes.
Their horses and their dogs.
Yes.
Yeah. I never did like cats when I was there, but I do know. They are wise little creatures.
Did you have a horse or did you walk most of your journeys while you were here as a collector?
I was taken by cart to many of the places I needed to go to. But walk sometimes. But that was not my preference.
No. So you'd have had a driver?
Yes.
Yes. Because you had a precious cargo sometimes to look after.
I did indeed. That is where my loud voice came into play.
Right. Oh, yes, you could frighten off any bandits or... Yeah.
Just one look and one roar was enough to scatter them all.
Yeah.
They seemed to think I was some kind of ogre, some kind of ghost.
Well, that came in very handy in your job.
See, I am affecting this one's voice already. So I have to go.
Well, it's been a privilege to have you.
I apologise to the lady.
Yes. She'll have a drink when you're gone.
Yeah.
Goodbye, my friends.
Goodbye,
William.
Yes. Yeah.